My name is Lisa Ashton, and this is my co-star Haven Ashton today. We're actually cousins, and today is a day to celebrate. And what passages are we going to be covering today, Haven?
2 Sam 6 and 1 Chronicles 15 through 16.
That is right, 2 Sam 6, she says. Well, what's with all the music and the dancing, and what's with our polka dotted dance pants
King
on today?
David brought back the Ark of the Covenant, Lisa.
Ooh, and why is that such a big deal?
Lisa, because the Ark represents the presence of God, and Lisa, the presence of God is a big deal.
The presence of God is a very big deal, and it is a reason to celebrate. Well, was everybody celebrating that day?
Maybe not. Everyone?
Well, who wasn't celebrating?
Michael wasn't.
Well, could you tell me why? Why do you think?
Well, if you remember in 1 Chronicles 13:3,
oh, yes.
David says, "Let us bring again the ark of our God to us, for us we did not seek in the days of Saul."
Mm-hmm.
So to me, it sounds like Michael, just like her father, did not share the spiritual discernment for the importance of the ark.
Yes. It doesn't sound like that, does it? Because just like in the days of Saul, they did not seek the Ark of the Covenant. Well, there are going to be more interactions between David and Michael, but that is going to be covered in tomorrow's reading. But another thing I was wondering, David, is what's with all these instruments and what was with that loaf of bread earlier on?
Mm-hmm.
Could you tell me about that?
These symbols are because David appointed some Levites and their brothers to not only sing and make joyful music, but to pray and give thanks. He wanted to institute a pattern for daily worship.
Oh, he wanted to institute a pattern of daily worship. That is so insightful, Haven, for you to say so. Well, something else that I also wanted to reiterate that is important for us to know is that the bringing of the Ark into Jerusalem, the worship service, looked very much like a party. Here they were bringing the holiest object known to man into Jerusalem, an object which only a few months before had put fear and terror into the hearts of the whole nation. If you remember in our reading yesterday, when David first tried to bring the Ark back, Uzzah reached up to touch it, and he touched the ox cart and he fell dead. The power of God emanated from the ark. 3 months later, after some planning, David got it right on how to best celebrate and give reverence to the ark. Here's the point. On the holiest possible occasion, when the very streets of the city were filled with the holy dread of the all-powerful God, there was dancing and there was joy. It was a celebration and it was a party. Worshiping God doesn't always mean it has to be somber and reflective. There is, of course, a place for that, but there's also time for pure, unmitigated joy and celebration. Sometimes worship means being quiet before God, but sometimes it also means shouting,
woo!
Celebrating, and even dancing. Haven, have you danced in church before?
I have danced in church before.
Yes, you have, and I appreciate that free spirit in you. You've even danced in the aisles, if I recall. Yeah. Well, something else that I wanted to mention that some of you may be wondering about is these overlapping accounts of Chronicles and Samuel. The books of 1 and 2 Chronicles provide us with an independent account of the same period of time and many of the same events found in the Samuel and Kings. The word independent may not be exactly the right word to use here, because in many passages there is a word-for-word correspondence which suggests that the author of Chronicles either copied those portions from the earlier works of Samuel and Kings, or he used the same sources. This need not trouble us, for we've already encountered a similar phenomenon in the Synoptic Gospels. Haven, do you know what those are?
Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Yep. Matthew, Mark, and Luke.
Matthew, Mark, and Luke, exactly. And they often recorded the same events, but they did it in a slightly different perspective. Just as they cover much of the same material, but from for a different audience, they also put an emphasis on different things in those accounts. So similarly then, the author of Chronicles is probably writing to a different group of people than the author of Samuel and Kings. Well, to close off our reading for today, we also read a psalm, a celebratory psalm. And this passage reflects the passion of King David that we noted last week. Remember, we said that one of the distinguishing features of this man was his deep-seated desire to see God get as much glory as possible. The words of the 96th Psalm, which are found in verses 24 and 25 of 1 Chronicles 16, are as revealing of the heart of David as any passage of Scripture. Haven, could you recall what those verses are?
Declare his glory among the nations, mm-hmm. and marvelous his marvelous deeds among all peoples. For great is the Lord, worthy of his praise. Woo!
Woo! Great is the Lord and worthy of his praise. Here's the point I want to make here. There were many in the Jewish nation of Jesus' day who wanted to keep the God of Israel all to themselves. But according to this verse that Haven just shared with us, God's glory was for all nations. The Jews would say God is the God of Abraham and not the God of the Gentiles. Now, it's very true that God chose Abraham and chose to reveal himself through this tiny little nation. But he was not only for that nation. The great design all along, and Abraham knew it, and David clearly says it here, is that God wanted to bless through Israel all the nations of the earth and all the peoples of the world. David knew that God was a missionary God, and David's heart was a missionary heart. So, Haber, what can we recap from what we've learned today?
David valued the Ark of the Covenant, God's mm-hmm. presence, so much that he threw one
huge party.
He danced and celebrated and asked people to praise too. God too. What's really cool is that he realized God's glory just wasn't for himself or for Israel, but for the whole entire world.
Yes. Well, Haven, my takeaway for today is that followers of Jesus, we all have been given the constant presence of God through his Spirit himself. This means that we always have reason to celebrate, and we always have reason to throw a party, because God is with us. And God is not only with us here in Omaha, Nebraska, but he's with us all over the country and with people all over the world. Well, it's April 8th, and that means that this is the end of my Accelerators through King David, but tomorrow you have the privilege of hearing from one of our super cool student pastors, Clint Bitter, who will continue this journey along in the life of David.
Well, this is Haven Ashton.
And this is Lisa Ashton.
And together
we want to say the B-I-B-L-E. Yes, that's the book for me. I stand alone on the Word of God, the B-I-B-L-E Bible.
Good night.
Or good morning.
Or good day.